Yes, I did actually try. I've been lying here for so long and I can't fall asleep. Like, my mind is alive. I can't it. Oh, I know you fell asleep. I could hear it in your breathing, but come on, it's only like, what, 2 a.m.? You won't even need to get up early tomorrow. Don't know. Help me fall asleep. I don't. No, don't go back to sleep. Come on. I'm bored. Well, I wouldn't be waking you up if you hadn't locked away my phone. I could have just been entertaining myself, but no, you had to put my phone away because you're like, oh, screen time before bed is bad, and it's ruining my sleep schedule. So, now you have to deal with the consequences of your actions. Oh, you look so cute. Sleepy. You know, you're actually so cute, like just your face. I'm like, oh, your face is a very good face. Yes, I'm very fond of your face. No, I'm not buttering you up. I'm just, well, I can't compliment you. I can't be sweet. I'm never sweet. I'm always so sweet. I'm the sweetest. Ask anyone. I am queen of being sweet and giving compliments. No, I don't. Oh my gosh. Stop calling me that. You always call me that. I'm not a sundae. I don't even. Do I not tell you? I give you so many hugs and so many kisses. I don't even know why you would say that. I think that you think that I'm like super, like, I don't know, cold and like. Like, I don't even know the word. Unaffectionate. But you just think that because you're so affectionate and you're like so cheesy. It's okay, I like it. Yeah, I like our balance. I think we make a good team. This position. You can just barely make out your face and your eyes. It's actually, yeah, more light in our room right now. I think because it's so snowy outside. I love when it gets like that. You know, when it gets like snowy and the sky is so light. I don't know. I wonder why that happens. But then it makes the sky so bright at night, and I like it. See, I don't even have to move my face to kiss you now. Okay, that's true. I'm like kissing more of your chin than your actual lips, but. It's allergies. Allergies don't make you cough. Allergies make you sneeze. What am I saying? It always happens at night though. I get a little cough. My god, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of getting another nose piercing. Yeah, like on the other side, like the same one as on this side, but on the other side. Because I saw these people, they have like symmetrical, I think it's called like symmetrical ones. And they look so cute. And then I saw this one girl, and she had like a nose chain thing, and it was like connected, and it was so cute. But then, like, I already have two, and then, like, when I take them out, I can breathe so much better. I feel like my airflow, my oxygen intake is already so restricted by all the metal in my nose. I don't want to, like, not be able to breathe. So cute. I don't know. And like my nose already gets blocked at night, so I don't know. Why is life so hard? No, I'm not sleepy yet. I know you are. You keep closing your eyes. You keep like opening them slowly, and then like they fall close again. I do feel a little bad, but not too bad, 'cause you took my phone away. I don't know. I'm hoping that if I just talk enough, I'll tire myself out. Plan isn't really working so far. I was just lying here when you were sleeping, and I was just thinking. And I start thinking about, you know, like we bought so many new games recently, and then I was thinking how I kind of want to replay Life is Strange 2 again. No, I promise I won't be depressed for a month again after this time. That was because last time it was the first time I played it, so I was so sad for so long. But like I already know what happens this time, so I won't be this that sad. You don't have to worry. Honey, it's such a sad game though. Like, okay, I know you haven't played it, and I do want you to play, so I'm not gonna like spoil anything for you. But like, the endings, they're all either they range from like at the worst horrible and like devastating to like the best case scenarios, like bittersweet. You know, like there's no perfect happy ending, which makes me so sad. I do. Ugh, it's been almost a year since I first played it, and I'm still kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready to go back yet and replay it. The wounds are still too fresh. Oh, I don't know why it like hit me so hard. Maybe it's the characters. I did really love the characters in that. Maybe it's the fact that they're like brothers, and then I grew up with brothers, especially younger brothers, so like just that relationship and everything. Oh, it's so sad. I'm gonna cry thinking about it. No, I won't. I won't. I won't. I just did my skincare like 3 hours ago. I'm not gonna cry. No, that shit is expensive. I'm also kind of like, because I played it, like, a while ago. Obviously, I'm like, what if I don't remember like much of it? Well, I do remember, I think I remember most of it, but then you know how always like Like, for example, like when you were a kid, like if you like really love something as a kid and then you grow up and as an adult you still have such a good, like happy memories of it and you're like, oh, that was so good. Like maybe a movie you watched when you were a kid and then you grow up and you're like, oh, that's such a good movie. But then you rewatch it as an adult and it's so bad and you just hate it and kind of ruins that memory that you had as a kid. Yeah. I'm kind of scared of that too. I'm like, what if it was just like the magic of playing it the first time and it's actually, I like replay it and it's actually like not as good as I expected or remembered it to be. So I'm also kind of like, maybe I shouldn't and just like have it live in my memory forever. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yes, it's a kiss break. Do you like it when I kiss you like that? Just a little. You always like make that face, or like, I feel like you don't like it. It reminds you of how I kissed the cat. I just think it's cute. It's just like, sometimes you look so cute. I'm just like, like, what do you call it? Rapid fire kisses. Play with your hair. Wait, you just told me to play with your hair so you can like fall asleep. Because I'm not gonna do it if you're gonna fall asleep and leave me all alone again. Oh, I guess I will be alone. It doesn't matter if you're gonna be next to me. I'm still gonna be like awake, alone. And then you're gonna be sleeping, and I'm gonna be so bored and lonely. You know how I have the like break coming up, right? Like the week-long break. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, it always happens when I have a break. I never know what to do because there's so many things, like there's so many hobbies I want to catch up on. Like I know I definitely want to play some games with you because you know all those games we bought and do all that because we haven't done that in a while and I miss playing with you. But like reading too, I haven't read a book in so long and I just like reading. And then you remember that cardigan I was knitting like literally last winter and I like never ended up finishing it. I think I should definitely finish that. Well, the weather is still kind of chilly because don't know, honey. I had like this whole phase and then I just kind of forgot about it. So I kind of want to pick that up again. And there's so many things. And then like I just kind of end up doing nothing because I get so overwhelmed. I know. Well, I know you're not like that. You're like, you just think of doing something and then you do it, and I'm like, oh, wow, your mind. How do you do that? How do you just make yourself do something? I feel like I have to fight with my brain every single time I want to do something, even if it's something I want to do, which is so stupid, honey. Like, I don't get it. Like, even if it's like a show I want to watch, like, if the episode's a little long. I'm like, like even though I know if I start watching it, I'll be fine and I'll be like, you know, interested. It'll be interesting and I'll have fun, but just the getting started, it's so weird. Stop it. I'm not strange, and you're strange. You're stranger. Well, you're dating me, so what does that say about you and your judgment? Okay. Oh, it's interesting. Okay. I'm glad I can entertain you. Oh, honey, my arm. Oh, I'm good. No. No, I just, like, I was lying down on it and now it's, like, kind of numb. I think I'm like 20% more tired now, but I still don't think I can fall asleep. What do you want to hear me talk about? We can talk about anything. How dare you? Are you like using my interests? Me talking about my interests are so important to me, and you're using that as background noise to help you fall asleep? Oh, so you're calling me boring. So you're calling me boring. That's what it is. No, it's okay. I get it. I get it, babe. No, it's fine. Totally fine. What books I want to read? I don't know. Oh, you know, my friend gave me. I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time to, like, read much, but I am trying to get started on that book my friend gave me. Yeah, it's a bit, like, out of my comfort zone. It's a romance, and I don't really like romance. At least not this type. Like, it's very, like, cliche stuff. Which she likes, but for me, I don't know. I never really got into that. Sorry, your lips are right there. Don't complain about it. It's like, like very, like dramatic. Maybe like love at first sight, or like not love, but you know, like attraction at first sight. And it's like they have all this tension, but it's, I don't know. I don't know why I never really got into that type of stuff. Maybe because it, like, felt unrealistic or, like, unrelatable. But I know it's relatable to some people. Don't know. Do you? Well, no, I know your answer. You're gonna say, like, oh, like, I was gonna be like, do you believe in love at first sight? But, like, I think we both kind of agree on that. Yeah, like, you can definitely click with someone immediately, but, like, love. I don't know, it's a serious word. Like, did I ever experience something like that? I don't think I ever have, like, at first sight, or, like, well, you know me, like I told you, it takes me, like, so long to, like, kind of get feelings for someone. Like before you, like, you know, we were friends for so long. Yeah. And I mean, you told me you had a crush on me almost immediately, which, like, oh, I can't blame you for that, you know. I get it, you know. I mean, who wouldn't? But okay. Kidding. But yeah, we were friends for, like, almost a year before we started dating, which I think some people would say is a lot, but I mean, I didn't meet you with the intention of dating you, so I guess that's not that weird, but I know you said you kind of got feelings pretty soon into our friendship. You said, like, what, a month? And, like, it's not like it wasn't like that for me, but I just think I got confused a lot. Like, I definitely cared for you a lot, like, right from the first few months, but I just didn't know if it was as a friend or as, like, something more. I think I realized. See, that's hard when you ask me when I started liking you like that, 'cause there's a difference between, like, I can tell you when I realized I liked you, but, like, that's not the moment I started liking you, you know? That's just the moment I realized it. So it's like two different moments. So I can't say for sure what time my feelings changed. But I just know I realized that I felt, you know, some type of way about you when we were snowed in your car that time when we were going with that road trip with our friends. Yeah. And we had known each other for what, like, 8 months at that time. And yeah, so it was just like me and you in your car. And I don't know if I told you this before, but I was, like, actually so nervous for that day because it was gonna be like the first time we had hung out, like, for a long period of time, like, one-on-one, you know? Yeah, like, no, like, we were close before that. And, like, I would have called you a really close friend, but it was like before that, we'd always only really hung out in groups. And when we were alone, it was like not for a very long time. So that was the first time we were really, like, just alone together for a long time. And I was scared that it was gonna be, like, awkward, you know, after, like, the first few minutes or the first hour. I was kind of scared that we were gonna be stuck in this awkward situation with nothing to say. Yeah, I remember, like, talking to my friend, and I was like, "Hey, do you wanna, like, switch cars?" 'Cause I kind of, like, I don't know, you might know him better. And he was like, "No, stay in that car," which obviously now I'm glad he did. Cutie. But yeah, no, I'm serious. I was, like, thinking that. But then as soon as, like, we started driving, and, like, I don't know, it was like the conversation never stopped, and it was never like that, you know? It never felt like I had to fill in any awkward silences, 'cause the silences just weren't awkward, and just felt so comfortable with you. And I think that's the moment, even when we were, like, snowed in for, like, those freaking hours until the path cleared, it was like that day, like, those few hours that we were together all alone, and that I realized that I felt some kind of way about you. Because I just remember thinking in my head, I don't remember how, like, or what we were talking about, but you were telling me about one of your friends and how they were going through a tough time, and you were worried about them. And I don't know, we were talking about, like, we just started talking about, like, our past and just, like, issues we faced and things like that. And that's when I, like, kind of in my head was like, "Wow, you're so much more than, you know, just the that funny friend," or, like, the, you know what I mean, that I kind of hang out with occasionally, or we just crack jokes. Like, it's so much more than that. And I know, it just felt like I saw a different side of you, and it made me so, like, mushy. It just, like, warmed my heart. And then for the rest of the drive after that, when, like, you know, the snow was cleared. I had like butterflies the entire car ride. That's so embarrassing to admit. Oh, stop it. Well, you had a crush on me first, so you can't even make fun of me for that, okay? Whatever, you were probably having butterflies way before me, so don't even. You have butterflies right now. That was the day, the second I can pinpoint where I was like, realized that you were someone special and I really, 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 really liked you. And then after that, when we were at that lodge, I went into my best friend's room and I told her, I was like, hey, so I've got an update. And she could just tell right off the bat. She was like, I knew as soon as you walked out of the car, like, you were acting all like different and shy. And I was like, girl, how'd you know that? I'm an open book, apparently. I can't hide anything. Was that really that obvious? Really? That's why you asked me out after that trip? Because I made it that obvious that I liked you during it. Wow. And I thought, here I thought I was doing like a stellar job just keeping a straight face, but apparently not. Really? Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. Honey, I thought I was being subtle when I was like, when I would like look at you. Or like, I don't know. Kind of like sneak glances, or like when we would talk, I'd be really nervous, which was so weird because I was never nervous talking to you before. But after that trip, I was like, oh, I just couldn't. I couldn't talk to you. I couldn't look at you. Like my stomach would just feel like I don't know, like a roller coaster. You did that. Forgot how we even got here. But yeah, that was the moment. Now you know. You when you rub my back like that, it feels good. I can tell you're just trying to put me to sleep, honey. I think it might actually work this time. Okay, if I keep lying on you like this. Yeah. I can hear your heartbeat. It's really comfy. Comfy and cozy. Yes, is when you give me kisses like that. I love it all. No wriggling. I'm just getting comfortable. I'm not trying to start anything. Ugh. God, can't a girl just get comfy in her own bed? Okay, okay, you got me. You're right, it's way too late for that. I'm way too sleepy. Tomorrow, though. Oh, tomorrow you'll wake me up with something. Okay, okay. Okay, say less. Okay, just rub my head. Just give me all the head pads, please. I should say good morning, technically, but good night again. Because I woke you up. Okay, one last kiss. One. I love you.